For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News from the Guardian newspaper in the UK. An explosion in the amount of cannabis grown in people's homes has alarmed senior police officers, with some forces reporting a six-fold increase in seizures. Homegrown cannabis now accounts for more than half of all consumption in the UK. While cultivating cannabis is illegal, it is not against the law to buy seeds and growing equipment, and business is booming. Quote, "There's no doubt that the market for homegrown has completely exploded," end quote, said Mark Evans, director of internet-based retailer EveryoneDoesIt.com. Quote, "We're selling at least 200 packets of seeds each week. Some of it is down to the reclassification. There's a lot of confusion out there, and some people think it's now legal. The other factor is the increased availability of hydroponic equipment, which enables you to grow plants indoors," end quote. Regular cannabis users are skeptical of the issue. Quote, "The main reason people grow their own cannabis is that they want to know what they are smoking and because they want to avoid associating with criminals," end quote. So said Howard Green, who grows the drug for his own use, passing on the surplus to those who use it to alleviate the symptoms of multiple sclerosis and other conditions. Police have vowed to continue the crackdown on growers, but in the future, those who are caught may face more lenient sentences. Last week, the Court of Appeals halved the sentence of a 33-year-old cannabis user, Matthew Herridge, from 12 months to 6 months. Herridge, who was caught with 52 plants, successfully argued that the entire crop was for his own personal use and that he was not a dealer. Now, this from the Jamaica Commission on Ganja. The commission is of the view that many, if not most, persons who use ganja in moderation suffer no apparent short or long-term disability. Not only that, but its reputation among the people as a panacea and a spiritually enhancing substance is so strong that it must be regarded as culturally entrenched. As a result, the practice of criminalizing the users for small quantities does far more harm than good to the society as a whole. It is the view of the commission that the punitive sanctions administered by the justice system to users of small quantities is not only unjust, but is a major source of disrespect and contempt for the legal system as a whole. Moreover, the punishment meted out to such offenders has not had and is not likely to have the desired effect of a deterrent. The Commission recommends that the relevant laws be amended so that ganja be decriminalized for the private personal use of small quantities by adults. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.